Hello everyone, this is Angel. This is going to be my second Pillow Talk audio. And the theme for this audio is passion. And it can be a lot of things. So I have a little bit of an outline here. And kind of just what it means to me. And if you haven't listened to my first Pillow Talk audio, there's no dirty talk or orgasms in this. It's really just me talking for a little while, and a lot of people have asked because they like when I kind of just babble about my thoughts at the end of some of my audios, or that they listen to my audios to help them fall asleep. I thought maybe it would be nice to have a few audios dedicated to that. So this is kind of just here to help you relax, maybe, or get your mind off something. So first, I wanted to start, since I did start the last one with reading a bit of literature, I'm going to read a little, just a teeny part. This is my very favorite poet. His name is John Donne. He's a metaphysical poet, which just means that it was the time of poetry that was given the name metaphysical poetry, right after Shakespeare's death. So he's an old guy. But this is a portion of the poem he wrote to his mistress going to bed, and it makes me smile. So I'll just read a little bit of it. "Now off with those shoes, and then safely tread in this love's hallowed temple, this soft bed. In such white robes, heaven's angels used to be received by men. Thou angels bringest with thee a heaven like Muhammad's paradise. And though ill spirits walk in white, we easily know by this these angels from an evil sprite. Those set our hairs, but these are flesh upright. License my roving hands and let them go. Before, behind, between, above, below. Oh, my America, oh, my newfound land, my kingdom, safest when with one man manned. My mine of precious stones, my empery, how blessed am I in this discovering thee. To enter in these bonds is to be free. Then where my hand is set, my seal shall be." And that was him basically trying to get her to take her clothes off. So I definitely feel that is the kind of passion I crave. I've never had the movie version, the commercial version, the version of passion you see or read about, where there's a candlelit dinner, or there's a romantic picnic, or really any kind of grand gesture. I've never had that, and it just gives me goosebumps just sitting here thinking about it. And I'm not sad that I haven't had that, because I know someday I will. Someday it's got to happen. I hope. I'm very hopeful. I like that. But I certainly don't expect it. I think when you expect something, or when you tell someone certain wants, like, you know, like say you say, I've always dreamt of this beautiful candlelit dinner, or to be serenaded, or have this lovely romantic poem written about me. When you tell your lover that, when you tell someone that you're intimate with that, I feel like you're giving them a chore. I would rather someone never do something like that than to ask them to do it for me. If that makes sense. Someone had asked me on Tumblr, through my email, or one of the ways you guys get a hold of me, when did I realize my voice had an effect on people? And I honestly am still to this moment, this very moment while I'm recording, shocked that I have affected anyone with it. Growing up, I've always been a singer. I've always been a performer. And so I've always been able to convey someone else's message. So like a beautiful song written by, you know, Puccini, like I'd be able to portray that beautifully and lovely and just how he had envisioned it to be, or Gershwin or anyone. I've always been very skilled at that. But when I look at my, things I've created for all of you, and to be able to share that well and to where it truly affects you, where you truly are feeling something from what I'm sharing, is really a great feeling. But to really realize it, to really let it sink in, I just can't. It's just too overwhelming of a thought. And then someone had asked me, the difference between passion versus just pure sex. And I don't think passion has anything to do, I mean, it certainly does have something to do with sex, but I don't believe it is necessary. Like, you don't need sex to have passion. I've had very passionate kisses, very passionate moments with someone and never even touched them. That I remember very well. So I don't think it's necessary. I mean, of course, it makes it much better. Like, if you're just having these intimate, passionate moments where you just are feeling everything and not thinking at all, of course it's going to make sex so much better. But I don't think, you need, and just like you don't need passion for sex. I mean, you can just fuck somebody. I mean, you can, you don't have to feel anything. If you're horny enough and that's what you want, then you can do it. Let's see what else. I have notes here. I wrote down, I don't know when this was really pretty recently. You know, I've said things like, oh, I wish I could be kissed, or I'm craving this, or I'm craving that. The other day, whenever it was, which it was within the last few weeks when I wrote this, because it was pretty recent. I was somewhere and absolutely had the most intense craving to be touched. It was so intense, and it wasn't by anyone that I was with that I wanted to be touched by. So it wasn't like a possibility at the moment. Oh, it says here, if I would have just read a little further, it says I was doing errands, so I must have been getting ready for my trip. But I felt this deep need, like just this pure craving to just have a hand just rake through the back of my hair and just kind of to tug on the back of my hair, like not to hurt me, but just to kind of get my attention, to realize they were there, and for whatever reason. And it was definitely like a very intimate feeling, like a feeling that I wanted to experience with someone who I felt feelings for. And no, it hasn't happened. That person hasn't tugged on my hair or anything. Don't worry. But it was a good feeling, even though it was a craving, even though it was something I knew couldn't happen right then. It made me smile to feel something so deep for somebody, even though I knew it wasn't going to happen. And I kind of chalk that up to passion, too. I like I've written just random things, thinking about it. What I think of when I think of passion, I think of, like I said earlier, the scenes, like someone setting the moment, setting that scene where, you know, that's the goal, is to create that passion, to light that flame inside you. And I've done it in relationships. I've set the scene in the bedroom, or set the scene for dinner, or set moments up, because I wanted that person to feel special. I wanted that person to feel that extra, you know, that extra oomph of, I want you to know how much I care about you, how much I feel for you, and how much I really want to fuck you, I guess, is probably part of my, was part of my, what's the word? Just wanting to, my motive, let's go that route. but other things, like just kissing and cuddling, and like, I think of soft things, like soft blankets, or like those really gentle touches that are just, they're barely touching you, but it's just, they might as well just be grabbing you, because you just feel so much from it. Just that warm feeling inside, and just to feel safe, and to feel someone's strength, and to feel like everything's right. I feel like passion really, like, brings all that out. that's really, really all I have for this one. Thank you for everyone that kind of chimed in. And I'm sure after I post this, a lot of people will be sharing their thoughts. And I'd love to hear them, what your thoughts of passion were or are. I hope you're well. And I hope this was relaxing. I hope that I was mildly entertaining for you. And I guess that is it for my pillow talk number two about passion. So I will end it now and upload it for you all. Mwah. I love you all so much. And if you're about to fall asleep, or if you're falling asleep, I hope you have very sweet dreams. And if you're just having a rough day and you just needed something a little positive to listen to, just know everything's going to get better. It has to. I will talk to you all very soon. Bye.